He's back from lunch. Oh, this could go anywhere. You got a question, now's the time to give us.
Can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Nobody's been able to stump him, Mamina. God, even Andy Thomas wouldn't be able to do that. The man himself, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, joins us as he does every Wednesday afternoon here on Adelaide's 5AA. G'day, Copper. How are we?
Very good, Pilko. It's a proud day that I'm here at the moment. It's a bit of news out of China, Pilko.
Yeah?
That I think the federal government really need to take hold of on this. So okay. The Chinese government are introducing a new thing to detect COVID. This is a genuine story. Anal swabs. So if you thought, yes, exactly what it sounds, Pilko, if you thought that getting it stuck up your nose was bad, you really have to go along. And I would, if I was Scott Morrison, I'd be going along tomorrow and saying, unless you obey the check-in rules, all of the sort of things we do, we're going to introduce anal swabs in Australia because I reckon it's a more accurate test for COVID.
Well, it's kind of like a colonoscopy on the run sort of thing.
Exactly right.
Oh, God, I've heard of everything, really and truly.
Can you imagine the drive-thrus? Yes.
What's her name out the window and away? Oh, don't even go there. We're not at lunch now. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. I'm looking to buy a tablet. What's selling at the moment? And what, Richard, would you recommend if I want to buy a tablet?
Apple have the biggest market share out there. They're actually over 20% up on last year's tablet sales for the year. They are the market leaders on it. And people always go, well, the Apple products are too expensive. I've got to say that if, you know, some of the Samsung tablets are $800-$900, they're the equivalent of the iPad, which you can buy for just on $500 out there. So if you want something that really lasts out there, you know, I really do recommend the iPad for everything that you go along and do. And for a lot of people who are at home, the iPad is probably the ideal device. If you're just going on the internet, you're checking some websites, you're checking your emails, bit of social media, listening to 5AA on there, the iPad really is for you. No viruses, no malware.
All right. First caller for the afternoon on 8223-0000 for Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Up at Kapunda, Kat's given us a ring from there. He's on the telephone. G'day, Kat.
Hello.
Hi, Kat.
I'm kind of a bit speechless about that new method for detecting COVID.
That's why you all got to obey the rules now, Kat, otherwise Scott's going to bring it in. We can't have that.
Does that mean we all have to wear nappies? Because I thought it was spread by, you know, coughing and spluttering.
Yeah,
anyway, it's an NBN type question.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, I'm with TPG and I was having issues with my internet connection and So eventually the TPG guy came out, checked it, and turned out to be, I had a spare phone line in the house.
Right.
So we disconnected that, and it was all good, and I got 38 megabits per second download because I'm, so far away.
Yeah, from you're up at Kapunda, so
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Wook Wook. But anyway, so I got 38, and I thought, oh, that's all right. I can live with that. Anyway, and so my Wi-Fi's been dropping out every day and playing up and I have to turn the modem off and on and all that sort of thing. And I rang TPG last night and they said, why are you on the plan, the 50 plan, when you can only get 12? And I said, what are you talking about? You came and tested it a couple of years ago and I could get 38. And they said, apparently, well, it seems, and they're going to ring me again tonight, but I wanted a bit more information up, please. Apparently, they said, for some reason, the NBN has degraded the line or something or other like that, now I can only get 12.
Are you on, do you connect via, let's say, Wi-Fi to the tower? Is there a tower at Kapunda that spits to you? That's probably... So how do you connect to...
As far as I know, this is how I've got it. I've got a modem that connects to my phone line.
Have you got a little... So it goes to the phone line, doesn't go to a dish on the roof?
No.
No, that doesn't sound right. That does not sound right to me at all, Kat.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, why would the NBN sort of... Because they said, because she went back through the records and said, oh, yeah, I can see that. You did used to get 38.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see why now it's topped at 12. She said, well, it looks like, you know, the NBN has degraded the line. And I thought, how would they do that? And why would they do that?
Well, if they're going to bump you down to 12 cap, they've also got to change your bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what annoys me is why would they do that? Why can't I be at 38 like I was 2 years ago?
Kat, can you send me an email? I've got contacts at the NBN and we'll find out, and then I'll be able to tell you next week.
Okay, that would be great.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kat.
Richard, speaking of the NBN, if you haven't upgraded to the NBN and your computer is way behind on updates, does that really make a difference?
It does. I saw somebody last weekend. They're down south at Aldinga, and they connect via, basically, they've got a little dish on the roof that's supposed to connect to the tower, but they've got trees on the next door neighbour's block. And they can't get a connection. And I said, well, why don't you get the trees cut down? I said, no, we can't cut any trees down. The NBN solution was to put a tower right next to their place so that they could see over the top of the trees. He said, I don't want to do that either. They should come up with a solution. That's the two solutions that you've got out there. But if you start falling way behind on your updates, as these people had done, and they hadn't had an update for 2 years. They're still on ADSL at the moment until they cut it off. They're going to end up in trouble. So your computer starts to fall behind, performance starts to really lag on there, you can't update things, you can't get your emails down. So you do have to do something about it.
Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, is our guest for this half hour, as he is indeed every Wednesday afternoon. Yours is a question about technology, and there's a squillion out there. Give us a ring right now, like Annette has done up at Wallaroo with a question for Richard. Good afternoon, Annette.
Oh, hi. I've got a question about iPhones. Is there an antivirus for an iPhone? I know I've asked you this before and you said no.
That's right.
But I'm sure that I may have a bug in it.
What's going on that makes you think you have a bug?
I received an email. Sorry, that's my puppy dog. I received an email, and rather an unusual email from a person I know.
Yep.
That said, I just thought I would keep you up to date with what's happening. I clicked on the link because I know her, even though I don't through sport and that. And it came up with this American ad for something else. And, you know, there's just lots of little queer things like that happening.
So you still don't need an antivirus. What you need to do, Annette, is to go through where you've got... do you use Safari to browse on the internet?
I use Safari or Google.
Yep. So if you've got Safari on there, or let's say Google Chrome on there, if you clear your browsing history...
Yes.
Restart the phone, I think you'll be fine. You still don't need an antivirus on an iPhone, because even if you click an email on an iPhone, it doesn't really do anything. And an antivirus on an iPhone doesn't do anything, so you don't really need it.
All right. I just need to clear my...
Yeah, clear your browsing history. So all the things you've been to, any cookies you've got on there, you wipe them all away, and then you should be fine, Annette, after you've restarted your phone.
Okay. So that's in settings, and I go to settings, and what's the next thing?
Settings, find Safari in there. And then you click on Safari, and there is going along and clearing your cache and your book, everything you've saved there. It resets Safari back to its default.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds great. Thanks for that, Richard.
No worries. Thanks, Annette.
Ciao. Bye.
Robert, you're up at Port Pirie. You'll be our next caller for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. If you've got a question for Richard, 8223-0000 is the number to call. It's just on a 2:15 now.
If you think the only thing better than your Mazda is a new Mazda, now is the right time to upgrade to the next model in the Mazda family. It's a new year, and it's also a great time to take advantage of 2020 plate sales at Mawson Lakes Mazda. We know the only thing more exhilarating than taking a new Mazda for a test drive is taking one home. Mawson Lakes Mazda, just a short drive from the city, Salisbury Highway.
One thing everyone remembers about a celebration or function is the food. So make it truly memorable with authentic Italian from Nonna's Cucina. We're able to cater to groups of all sizes, whether an intimate family gathering right through to big corporate events, with everything from finger food to an Italian feast. No matter what you need for your next celebration or function, at Nonna's Cucina, we look forward to feeding you. Visit nonnascucina.com.au to find out more. Made with love, shared with joy.
Oh, I've heard that's a great place to have a meal. The fellas from Toop and Toop, Peter McMillan and Tim Threadgold, a couple of the sales people with Toop and Toop, are in that interactive lounge of ours right now. We'll be there until 2:30. If it's any questions you've got about real estate, the selling of your property, the buying of a property, the renting of a property, perhaps even you're looking for good property management, give the gentleman a ring. The advice is absolutely expert. It's all given confidentially and what have you, and can steer you in the right direction. So if yours is a question about real estate, I said both Peter McMillan and Tim Threadgold are in the Interactive Lounge from now until about 2:30, and that Interactive Lounge number is 8419 1473. That's 8419 1473.
Jane pops into ACH Group to have a cuppa and a chat with dementia expert Teresa.
Teresa, if you are diagnosed with dementia, how can ACH Group help you plan for the future?
The problem is, Jane, people often leave it too late. So my key message would be to actually get some help early on in the equation. And ACH Group have actually got a number of services. We've got our Planning Ahead advisory service. We've got our Brain Health advisory service. And we have our Dementia advisory service. We also recently launched our new Memory Rehab advisory service as well. And that really assists people fairly early on in the equation to live well with a diagnosis of dementia, focusing on maintaining their independence and maintaining their social engagement and activity and their cognitive health.
To find out more about ACH Group's dementia support and services, visit achgroup.org.au.
Win a share of $10,000 with Bob Burns Blinds. Update your home and order today for your chance to win $1,000 off your purchase. With 10 winners over 10 weeks, the earlier you enter, the more chances to win. In-store, phone or at bobburnsblinds.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
Getting on towards 20 minutes past two, Robert up in Piri and Michael at Oakland's Park. He'll be the next two callers for Richard. Forecast top for today, around about 28. We'll check with the Bureau a little bit after 2:30. Some rain on the way for tomorrow and Friday and perhaps into the weekend, but a more detailed look at the weather just a little bit after 2:30. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, available on the phone, and he actually answers his own mobile phone, 0419 829 145. 0419. Then 829 145. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, patiently waiting on the phone up in Piri with a question for Richard is Robert. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys, and Richard. My problem's around my caravan, getting internet inside the van. I'm not talking Wi-Fi or anything, just straight internet.
Yep.
And once I've closed the van up and it's well insulated and the blinds up, I get zero connect. I can't get an internet connection. I wonder if there's anything outside I can put there, an aerial or something to bring that.
So how are you getting that connection at the moment, Robert?
It's just through my phone, through my internet, just straight on my phone. I'm not getting any. When I'm in the van, when I'm outside the van, I can get 4G, no worries,
yep.
Four and five. But once I've closed up, once I go inside the van,
right.
I can't get any signal at all.
And I'm going to say your van's full of metal, isn't it?
It is.
You're just like a Faraday cage where we can't let anything inside it. So have you got any windows in there, Robert?
Yeah, there's windows, but once I put all the blinds up, they're very reasonably good quality. Very, very heavy blackout blinds and all that. And they must, if I sit by the window open, blinds up, I can get some.
Yep.
It's a little bit better, but not as like it is. Foot outside once you get out the van, but once you close the windows or blinds off, I can't get anything.
Yeah, you're going to struggle, Robert, because of the amount of metal in caravans, and a lot of people go along and say that the ones that work best, the ones that have got, basically, you sit by the window to go along and get that connection in, but once you seal it all up, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, so there's not an aerial you put on the outside and bring it back
no,
in through.
No, it's not going to make the slightest bit of difference.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Sorry, Robert.
No, that's all right.
You need to go and buy a wooden van. That's what you need to do.
Well, make me read some more books, eh?
That's the way. All right.
Look, thanks for your time anyway, guys.
Thanks, Robert.
Oh, Robert, just what an expensive telephone call. You've now got to go and buy a new caravan. Righto, to Oaklands Park this time around, and for Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, Michael's given us a ring. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Pilko. How are you going?
Yeah, we're well, thank you. Your question for Richard?
Yes, Richard.
Yes, Michael.
Someone set up the QR code on my phone,
right?
And I'm not that tech savvy, and I don't always use it. I'd rather sign on.
Yeah.
But I get these messages constantly coming up and says, asking me to access my contacts, and it says share photograph and share my photographs.
No, Michael.
That must be a scam, surely.
Yeah, I don't know who set it up for you. So who's put? Do you know the what they put on your phone? What phone have you got first?
Well, I've got an old a Samsung J2 Pro.
Right, so that's reasonably old on there as well. Get somebody to help you and put a modern QR code reader on your phone. So, you know, go to the store. You probably have a QR code reader on there now. I will be deleting that, Michael. Then go over to the have you got the SA Gov website on your phone, the SA Gov app?
No, I haven't. I need help to do that sort of thing for me.
So get somebody to help you, Michael. Put the SA Gov app on your phone first. Then what you're going to do is you're going to open that app up. It's going to read the QR code. It'll know it's Michael from Oaklands Park, and then you'll be able to check in.
Okay, then.
All right?
Yep, because the sharing photographs and asking totally wrong.
Yeah, it's totally wrong. So somebody's put the wrong QR reader on your phone. That's what it is.
Okay, then. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Michael.
Right. At Parafil Gardens at 24 minutes past two for Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Grant's on the telephone. G'day, Grant.
Afternoon, fellas. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Grant.
Look, I've got a small business and I'm just setting up shop two currently. And I want to set up Facebook using the same Facebook page I've got now. Is that possible? Or do I have to set up a brand new one for a new fixed address?
And you'd have to set up a new page.
New page?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. That sucks.
And that it does.
Now, also, while I got you, just one more thing.
Yeah.
I've heard you advertise on here that Epson printer that you talk about.
Yeah, the EcoTanks. EcoTank printers. So they give you enough ink in there to print, I think it's 9,000 black and white pages and 7,000 colour pages. It's the most economical way of printing.
Excellent. Does that have scanner in it?
It certainly does.
Excellent. Cool.
All right.
No worries.
Thanks, Grant.
It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. You've got a question about technology, and there's a million questions out there. The uncertainty prevails. Here's the man to answer the question for you. Gee, this is a call from a long way away. Port Hedland over there in WA. And Daniel from a long way away has given us a ring. Hello, Dan.
How you going? Hey, I just listened to the guy before about his caravan.
Yes.
There's a device called a cell phone mobile repeater, which would work. And basically what it does is it's a little aerial inside your caravan and a little aerial outside your caravan.
Yep.
And it's interconnect. So as long as you've got power to it, you'll get full phone coverage for your phone, which will give you internet inside.
Is that one of the ones that's approved, Dan?
Correct. We use them in our industry, in all our vehicles.
That's all right. I'm always reluctant to recommend those in some places because there's a few ones around and the fine is massive if people buy the wrong one.
So you can buy these for a genuine, phone distributor, and you've got to register it, of course. But
No, that's a really good point, Dan. Thanks for that.
Yep, no
and
problem.
Thanks for listening from WA.
No worries.
We hope you get out one day.
Oh, yeah, there's a point. Hadn't thought of that, Richard. Somebody's got four computers in the office, and they've been recommended to go to a server. What's your opinion on that one?
Yeah, no, I would not be going to a server, Pilko. So there is a device now called a network detached storage. So get that set up. It's going to bring your maintenance costs way down as well because everybody can go along and share the files. There's backup put on there as well. Servers for small places now because everything's going to the cloud. But if you still want on on-premises storage. I think the network-attached storage, which also backs up to the cloud as well, is the way to go.
Richard, somebody's got Fast Start up on the computer. It sounds good, but is it absolutely necessary?
Fast Startup came when we had Windows 8 and it's progressed to Windows 10. It's supposed to make your computer start quicker, but there are some issues that we get with Startup, Fast Startup when it's implemented as well. So sometimes Windows updates won't work. And every IT guy that I talk to will go along, if they get their computer in, they will disable Fast Startup. So it can affect Windows updates, it can affect, and people will understand what I'm saying, is sometimes when you shut the computer down, the fans will keep spinning. And that's because Fast Startup is trying to do something at the time. So I always encourage people, turn Fast Startup off. If you want to know how to do it, head over to my website, adelaidetechguide.com.au. All the instructions to shut it down are there.
All right. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. And somebody wants to give you a ring on the mobile. That number is?
0419 829 145.
And you're going back to a luncheon you're at the moment. So you've dragged yourself away from, and you're going back at 2:30 in the afternoon. You're going back to continue the lunch?
Continue the lunch. I'm sitting next to Baz at the moment. So I think it's going to be a big day.
Oh, 2:30 in the afternoon, Barry in at lunch. I mean, that's not even entree time.
Exactly. You know? Right. We call, Barry Ian's there, Paul Macon's there, and Ralph Hadzik there. That's three, just to name a few.
So, Richard, you may not be with us next week, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, a regular of a Wednesday afternoon and really popular.